Hello there, I'm Barry Robinson from 105.3 Seaside FM, talking to Derek Cater, who's an archaeologist. Now, you've been digging things up for the National Grid, for the pipeline, and you found all sorts of bits and pieces. Yeah. Do explain, young man.
It's mainly what we found a lot of farmsteads and small villages that date to the Iron Age, that they're the people that were here before the Romans came, and also farmsteads from the Roman period. So we found these in Easington, Skeffling, Wellick, and Patrington, and we find the remains of their houses, and they all lived in circular houses with pointy conical roofs, and we find the pottery that they used. To start off with, it was all handmade, and in the later period when the Romans get here, it's much more professional, made by professional potters. So we found lots and lots of that. We found lots of animal bones, so we know what they were eating and what crops they were growing and animals they were farming. So we found, yeah, lots of information like that.
So how do you find them? Do you go along and dig them up, or do you use some form of radar that goes through the ground?
But it was 2 years before they put the pipe in the ground, we start looking for archaeology. And if we can reroute the pipeline around it to leave it in the ground for future archaeologists, we do that. If we can't leave it in the ground, we excavate it. But 2 years before, we look in all the old documents to see if anyone's made reference that they found something in a field. We walk across every ploughed field that the pipeline's going to go through, and we're looking for clusters of pottery and flint and things like that. Concentrations, so we can think, well, there might be some archaeology underneath there. And we've got some scientific techniques. One measures the minute changes in the Earth's magnetic field that people lighting fires and making pottery and things like that make. So we apply all of these techniques. That shows us where we think the archaeology is. And then we go into a field with, JCB, and we dig small trenches, 30 metres long, 2 metres wide. And if we find archaeology in them, we take all the topsoil off and have an excavation.
You've been watching Time Team.
I have, yes. I was on it once as well, yes. Yeah.
So what have you found? Like, yeah, what have you found? I mean, we've got some tables here with bits and pieces of pottery. So what are they? They just look like bits and pieces of broken pottery to me.
Most of what we've got, as I said, it's sort of bowls and jars that would have held the food that Iron Age people. So this is sort of 100, 200 BC to 100 AD. And we believe they ate lots of stews, meaty stews. So most of what we find are bowls. And so we've got them at that end. A lot of what we've got here is Roman. It's much more professionally made. These were made by professional potters. And again, it's mainly bowls. So again, people were eating stews and that kind of food. And we've got some oyster shells. At Wellick, we found in some of the pits and ditches hundreds and hundreds of oyster shells and whelk shells. So being Wellick, it was on the Humber estuary, right near the Humber estuary. So we know that they were harvesting oysters and eating them, but we think they were probably trading them inland as well. Because when we have digs in, say, Oxfordshire, which is nowhere near the sea, in the Roman period, we always find oyster shells. So people must have been harvesting them in the Humber estuary and transporting them inland. So we find lots of things like that.
Thanks for having a chat. I'm Barry Robinson talking to Derek Cater, who's an archaeologist, for 105.3 Seaside FM.